Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. We have been deliberating upon various facets of lethal autonomous weapon system for over 10 years. In the past decades, our understanding of technical, legal, humanitarian, ethical, and security dimensions of these weapon systems has increased, resulting in varying degrees of convergence, for instance, in the shape of guiding principles adopted in 2019 and the overwhelming support for the two-tier approach. However, our discussions have yet to yield a set of agreed rules and legal norms, while the development of laws on the ground continue apace. We believe that our efforts in the CCW should continue with an aim to develop international rules through a new protocol. Such a protocol would need to clearly spell out prohibitions and regulations governing autonomous weapon systems to ensure compliance with the IHL and consistency with the objectives and purpose of the CCW. In this context, we would like to draw your attention to proposals submitted by Pakistan last year in March in the CCW on an international legal instrument on laws. Mr. Chairperson, our new mandate, when compared with previous year, is more outcome-driven and result-oriented. It is therefore essential that our work in the GGE reflects this progression. Our success in the GGE will also help demonstrate the efficacy and relevance of the CCW as the venue for this topic. The task before us is profound responsibility and an urgent necessity. The decision we make or fail to make will shape the legacy we leave for generations to come. Let us proceed with the weight of this responsibility and a resolve to act swiftly. We trust that all delegations will do their part in enabling the GGE to develop a meaningful normative framework that responds to all challenges and concerns associated with laws. Thank you.